USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration is on defense as detention centers are filling up at the border. Congressman Pat Fallon on Newsmax.
Last month, there were over 100,000 people detained crossing the border illegally from Mexico. But we're not testing them for COVID. And then the federal government under Biden says, you know what's a really good idea? Let's go ahead and send them, disperse them all over the country, untested. And then there's a new strain from Brazil. But apparently, they're not following the science.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing a growing list of women who are accusing him of sexual harassment. The latest woman to come out says the governor made inappropriate comments. Alyssa McGrath is the eighth woman to come forward against the governor. Cuomo denies the accusations and refuses to step down. New York's attorney general says they're investigating the allegations. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
While President Biden was visiting Atlanta, the CDC gave a presentation about some new coronavirus guidelines for schools. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
On Friday, the CDC announced that it was changing its recommendation and that students should now keep 3 feet away from each other instead of the previously recommended six, as long as those students are wearing masks. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says it's important that the social distancing recommendations are being revisited. He tells CNBC that as we learned more about how the virus was spread, it became clear that 6 feet wasn't as effective.
We implemented it early on based on an assumption that coronavirus was going to spread like influenza, and there had been some prior research that flu spread predominantly through droplets, and if you stayed 6 feet apart from people, it reduced droplet transmission. We've subsequently learned that COVID coronavirus is spreading through aerosols, not just droplets, so probably 6 feet isn't as effective as it would be if this was purely droplet transmission.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
USA's Michael Fortier explains Scandinavia is one of the happiest places on the planet.
The annual World Happiness Report is out, and for the second year in a row, Finland ranks as the happiest country. Denmark comes in second. 9 of the top 10 countries are in Europe, the exception New Zealand ranking 9th. The U.S. 19th, down a spot from the 2020 study. As for our neighbors, Canada ranks 5 spots higher at 14, and Mexico is 36th. The report done by the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network. The results released this week based on the economy, life expectancy, and public opinion. 149 countries ranked, and coming in last for the second year in a row, Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The NCAA tournament has returned with a splash. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
It was an eventful first day of the NCAA tournament. Oral Roberts became just the 9th 15 seed in tournament history to knock off a 2 seed as they beat Ohio State 75-72 in overtime. It was also the Golden Eagles' first tournament win since 1974. The Mean Green of North Texas knocked off 4-seeded Purdue 78-69, making 2021 the third straight tournament to see a 13 seed beat a 4. 12-seeded Oregon State took out 5th-seeded Tennessee 70-56, 10-seeded Rutgers got by 7-seeded Clemson 60-56, and 11-seeded Syracuse ran away from 6th-seeded San Diego State 78-62. Top seeds Baylor and Illinois also easily advanced.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.